I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. With wet weather dampening the summer and looking to do the same this autumn, local wineries are bringing their harvest seasons to a close, with one having to end it early because of the inclement weather. The ABC reports the constant rain had delayed the start of vintage and has disrupted the entire grape picking process. Two Rivers Wines, based in Denman, has had to stop harvesting early because, as General Manager Brett Keeping says, the cool wet weather was not going to let up. The constant wet weather over the last few months has meant a lot of the grapes just didn't get the opportunity to ripen. However, Mr. Keeping says a lot of them were picked before the weather turned nasty, so they should still see some good white wines. Local Murrurundi community members are being encouraged to keep healthy by joining a new walking program being held every Tuesday. The program, set up by the Wilson Memorial Community Hospital Local Health Advisory Committee in cooperation with Hunter New England Health and the Heart Foundation, is designed to give people an improved sense of well-being and an opportunity to make new friends. Chairperson of the committee, Keith Casey, says regular walking is a great way to improve your fitness and encourage weight management, and they hope the walking group will increase the number of people in Murrurundi walking regularly. The walk is very informal, taking about 45 minutes, and allows people to enjoy the surroundings in beautiful Murrurundi. Unions New South Wales are saying the state government has betrayed the public faith with the introduction of legislation to sell off power generators in the Upper Hunter. The union says prior to the state election, Premier Barry O'Farrell said the coalition had absolutely no plans to privatise the state's electricity generators, but has broken that promise. The Liddell and Bayswater power stations in the Upper Hunter are both owned by Macquarie Generation, one of three stations on the cutting block. Mark Lennon from the union says by privatising these generators, the government is abandoning a secure revenue stream for a one-off asset sale that's likely to deliver little more than $1.7 billion once transaction costs and debts are taken into account. Mr. Lennon says the sell-off will result in rising prices and the loss of local jobs. I'm Cathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage 2nm.com.au and follow the links to the news page.